So on Monday, just yesterday, 45th President Trump made the much anticipated announcement on who his vice presidential running mate is going to be. And after all of the speculation and anticipation and excitement and back and forth, it was announced that Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is being added to the Trump ticket. So now we have to take a look at this. Who is this J.D. Vance? A lot of people haven't heard of this fat ass. Well, Vance is this young Republican senator from Ohio. He's 39 years old. Prior to Washington, he wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy, documenting his rise from white poverty to Yale Law School. Very inspirational. A lot of these politicians do that. Ben Carson, for example. Poor black man to brain surgeon. Go follow your dreams. It's also wonderful. It's also very fake. So over the past year or so, Vance has distinguished himself as this strong voice for the people of East Palestine, Ohio, who had their city Chernobyl, and they've been completely ignored by the federal government. Don't get excited about that, because after all, these people are Vance's constituents, and that's his job to pretend to do. That's where all of the happy talk on J.D. Vance comes to an end. Yeah, ever since this announcement was made, Trump has been facing a lot of criticism from those on the right. And let's be honest, if we look back at the list of potential VP picks, Trump was probably going to get backlash either way because his entire shortlist was trash. Who did J.D. Vance have to beat out? Oh, the likes of homosexual Tim Scott, Marco Rubio, mattress ladder climber Nikki Haley, and this Bill Gates guy, Doug Burgum. So beating these people isn't really saying much. And now, following this announcement, one of the biggest concerns that's been raised on this J.D. Vance selection is that Trump has just invited Mike Pence 2.0 into his administration. J.D. Vance was a never-Trumper. This guy went to Yale Law School. It was to his Yale roommate to whom he sent a now infamous text message about Donald Trump being the American Hitler. And as Vance went around the country on this media tour hawking his book, he became an outspoken Trump hater. At one point, he even said that the elites were right about Trump, but he wanted to run for office in a red state. So all of a sudden now, he becomes a Trump guy. Take a look at this video. These are some of J.D. Vance's Trump takes that we're all supposed to believe have just evaporated.
As somebody who doesn't like Trump, myself, the elites were right about Donald Trump, right? I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
He's the best president of my lifetime, and he revealed the corruption in this country like nobody else.
I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
I think that he was a good president. I think he made a lot of good decisions for people.
I think you're not a Trump supporter from what I've read. Am I right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I didn't vote for Trump.
All around, he was a great president. I'm 37 years old. Certainly the best president of my lifetime.
All right. So after watching all of that, obviously, there's good reason to believe that this is a horrible pick. Trump just selected a guy as his vice president and likely his successor, because let's be honest here, Donald Trump is one breath, one heartbeat, one bullet away from this guy being the president. And just a few years ago, he wanted to run him out of politics. He said he was horrible for America. He even said that he was horrible for white people, but now he's just playing the part, as they all do. Now he's going around the country talking about how much he loves Trump, auditioning for the role of vice president, and now he's got it. Just like a movie. Now keep in mind what we just heard from J.D. Vance in that previous video, and take a listen to him just a couple of months ago outside of the courthouse in Manhattan as President Trump was on trial.
The thing that the president is prevented from saying, which is a disgrace, is that every single person involved in this prosecution is practically a Democratic political operative. The judge inside, his daughter is making millions of dollars running against Donald Trump, raising money for Donald Trump's political opponents. The number three person in the Department of Justice, Biden's Department of Justice, left to become a local prosecutor to go after Donald Trump. And of course, there's Alvin Bragg, a Soros-funded prosecutor who promised to go after Donald Trump and now is doing exactly that.
So just like we see multiple different Joe Bidens, you know, the guy in the skin suit, the guy in front of the green screen, the guy that's up on a stage, the guy in the fake Oval Office, they're completely different people. J.D. Vance here sounds like a completely different person. He's like a chameleon, adapt to any circumstance or environment, like a snake shedding his old skin, and now he's someone else entirely. This all started because J.D. Vance wrote a book about being a hillbilly and was able to position himself as some kind of a champion of the white working class. some guy that we're supposed to follow into the future. But in reality, he's a coattail rider, a dick rider, who married a Hindu Indian. People thought that we dodged a bullet not having some kind of dung eater like Nikki Haley or Vivek Ramalama Ding Dong on the ticket, but instead, we've got a white guy who's married to an Indian. What the hell is going on here? Why are we being subverted by Indians? But guess what? Indians aren't the only ones who've subverted J.D. Vance. He's a massive supporter of Israel. Yep, he embraces the mainline GOP approach. He loves talking about how great AIPAC is, which, by the way, gives him money. And after Trump named him as his VP, a very bizarre video surfaced of J.D. Vance at some kind of a Jewish ceremony where there were a bunch of Jews in full regalia singing a song in his honor before bringing him up on a stage. Take a look.
Please join us in welcoming Senator J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
Good evening, everybody. Wow. Well, I have so much to say, but first, let me offer a word of gratitude to Rabbi Margaretin. Am I getting that right? This great organization.
Yep, you got that right. It's the guy in the tiny hat over there. These guys were like caricatures of the stereotypical Jew. I mean, it was like a Saturday Night Live skit. It's like, no, here we are showing all of you who we really serve. It's all very strange. So anyway, after this pick was announced, right on cue, the corporate media goes into this fake tailspin, claiming that some right-wing, white male, Christian theocracy was about to take over our government. But unfortunately, that's not the case. No, because J.D. Vance is married to a Hindu who likely eats shit and brushes her teeth with the same. He's beholden to the Zionist political operators that are steamrolling us into World War III, but we're supposed to believe that he's some kind of fire-breathing populist. And if there's still any doubt at all in your mind, first of all, seek a psychological evaluation, but maybe this will put you over the edge. Here's J.D. Vance at the GOP convention talking about going to war with guess who? Iran.
A lot of people recognize that we need to do something with Iran, but not these weak little bombing runs. If you're going to punch the Iranians, you punch them hard, and that's what he did when he took out Soleimani. By the way, that action, people said that it would lead to broader war. It actually brought peace. It actually checked the Iranians and slowed them down a little bit. But let me just say something about this Iran issue, because maybe the most important diplomatic breakthrough of the Trump administration was the Abraham Accords. If you want to check Iran, the way to do it is to, one, withdraw their oil money, which of course Joe Biden's been bad about, but you've also got to enable the Israelis and the Sunni Arab states to work together and actually provide a counterbalance to Iran. Joe Biden has done nothing. You have the infrastructure there, sitting there, to weaken Iran, to strengthen our ally Israel. Joe Biden's done nothing with it. Donald Trump would reinvigorate it.
This guy is like Lindsey Graham. Maybe a homosexual too, because I don't know who wants to have sex with someone who brushes their teeth with cow dung. Maybe that's just a front. I don't know. Yeah, it makes him look more diverse. But this guy sounds like Lindsey Graham. Sounds like Dan Crenshaw and Nikki Haley. Sounds like this fake pastor Greg Locke. Turn Iran into glass. Blow it off the map. He's fantasizing about it. And by the way, as he made the press rounds at the convention, he also talked about how happy he is that the GOP has liberalized its message on abortion. I mean, no wonder he can't get elected without putting on his tiny hat and humping a wall. Frankie Stocks is a reporter with National File, also a Stu Peters Network contributor. He's been looking a lot into this, and he joins us now for more. Frankie, this J.D. Vance guy is like a caricature of his own self. This is the representation that we get of the GOP. This is what we get now in this uniparty, out-of-control corporate crime syndicate that bows to the same paymasters. We see it with Trump. We see it with J.D. Vance. We see it with subversives in the church like Greg Locke. We see it with all of these neocons. This is the new GOP. And then at the RNC, we have these rituals being performed where they're praying to fake gods, like a satanic seance of sorts.
Yes, Stu, thank you for having me. You know, this entire RNC so far has been incredibly bizarre. You know, you're right. They bring out this Indian to do some kind of ritual to this Indian god, who, by the way, they're calling the one true god during this ritual. I find it very hard to believe that the likes of J.D. Vance and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, that they weren't encouraging this type of behavior. And now I'm wondering, at the DNC, you know, they've got to always outdo each other. I'm wondering if Kamala is going to embrace her Indian heritage, and they're going to build an idol to that three-legged goblin god that they have, and they're all going to get down and worship it. I mean, really, this Indian takeover of American politics is extremely bizarre. I think, you know, I got to be honest here, a lot of people didn't see this coming, but it's happened very, very fast. And it's also, I just want to throw out there, we talk a lot, and rightfully so, about Israeli foreign influence. There is a lot of concern to be had here about the ties back to the old country of India with these people, up to and including J.D. Vance. You know, the Indians are a very tribalistic people. They have this caste system. The higher castes have fanned out all over the world, and they have what you could call a mothership mentality. They're all contributing back to the mothership, just like the Zionists. It's no wonder that they're such good friends. Every time you go on X, you see some Indian worshiping Israel and vice versa. So they both seem to have this supremacist mentality where they go into other countries and they get involved in politics and they contribute back to the mothership. And, you know, Israel, that video is freaky with J.D. Vance and that Jewish ceremony. This is a guy who's only been in Congress since 2023. He's already taken six-figure checks from the Israel lobby. I mean, he is bought and paid for. He hasn't even had to face a re-election campaign yet, and he's already raking in the Israel shekels.
He hasn't had to face a re-election campaign yet, and he's already been selected as Donald Trump's running mate and the future vice president, likely president of the United States.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's just come out of nowhere. You know, he wrote the book. I can remember seeing J.D. Vance on TV when he was hawking this book. He was very anti-Trump, being positioned as some kind of, you know, white working class intellectual to steer people away from Trump and from populism. And then all of a sudden he just embraces it, and he's, you know, in the Senate, and then he's on Trump's ticket. I don't buy it. And I don't think that a lot of people are buying it. And let me throw something else out here. We keep seeing media coverage. They're trying to distract from J.D. Vance being a huge Israel lover. They're trying to say this guy's, you know, it's a concern that he's not going to give enough money to Ukraine. Again, J.D. Vance has only been in the Senate since January of 2023. He hasn't faced a meaningful vote on Ukraine. Since he got into the Senate, he has known that the safe Republican Party line to take is to vote against Ukraine aid. And that's exactly what he did the one time that he was given opportunity to do it. I would love to see what J.D. Vance would have done if he would have made a stand back in 2022 when every single member of Congress, of the Senate, was out there waving Ukrainian flags. And, you know what, they have three people vote against it so that they could say it wasn't unanimous. I would have loved to see what J.D. Vance would have done there, because his track record on Israel suggests he would have fallen right in line. He won't even commit to a limit on Israel aid. This could be up to and including boots on the ground when you talk to J.D. Vance. He wants to help Israel, he says. He's an ardent supporter of Israel. You heard him say that working with Israel was Trump's greatest achievement. You know, I think that's a pretty pathetic take. But this guy is obviously deeply wed to Israel and to the Zionist movement. And I think that when you won't draw a red line, when you won't say where your willingness to aid this foreign nation state ends, I think that puts a real red flag up there that we could see the vice president's office encouraging boots on the ground in the Middle East to help Israel.
I have been right and I have been wrong, right more than wrong, since we started this program. I have made speculations and predictions. I have outlaid downright facts about, you know, these injections being bioweapons, and everybody was telling me I was crazy. I think at one point that guy Christopher Key told me I was going to be indicted because I was being investigated by the feds because I called it a bioweapon. Turns out, whoops, yep, it's a weapon of biowarfare. It's right on the patent. This pegylated lipid nanoparticle. Anyhow, I digress. I could talk about all the ways that I was right versus wrong, but when I'm wrong, I come out and say it. I come out and say, you know what? I was wrong about that. but here's the truth, and I wasn't far off, or I was totally wrong about that. Everything that I said was bullshit, and I apologize. Why can't Donald Trump do the same thing? Here's a guy, J.D. Vance, who is literally saying, I will never vote for this guy. I never voted for this guy. This guy is bad for democracy. Well, democracy is bad for everything, to be honest with you. But this guy was saying all these things about Donald Trump. And then as long as he, what, sucks enough, kisses enough, all of a sudden, that's what Donald Trump likes because it feeds into his ego. So he goes and selects this guy who, this guy is a never Trumper. This guy, aside from the fact that he loves Israel, well, that would be a great reason for Trump to pick him because Trump bows to Israel also almost more emphatically than anybody else in our fake elected government. Donald Trump does. So other than J.D. Vance, I think, I've never seen Donald Trump surrounded by, well, I have seen him actually surrounded. Put the picture up here, surrounded by a bunch of Jews getting an award. And then he had all the caricatures of people who claim to be Jews in the Oval Office and the White House as well. But just based on somebody who's like the Mr. You're fired, from The Apprentice, Mr. I will never allow you to betray me ever. We've always been told loyalty is what Donald Trump is all about. Well, this just proves that's fake, too.
Yeah, we always hear this loyalty talk. And then time and time again, people are brought in who have done everything possible to sabotage the America First movement. And, when you look back at J.D. Vance, in 2017, the World Economic Forum published the summer reading list. It wasn't just any reading list. It was the reading list recommended by Bill Gates. And guess what the top selection on that reading list was? It was J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy. So this is a guy who was obviously rubbing elbows with these people. He's deep in the inner workings of this global machine that seized control of the United States and so many other countries. He went to Yale. That's a Bush family training ground is Yale. That's where these types of people go to then become a Manchurian candidate. And I think that it's pathetic. Truly, it is that we see time and time again these people who have come out against the America First movement and they get re-embraced by Trump. It's like no harm, no foul. It's just a big accident. This is starting to add up. And I think that that's a real problem. And I think that's why we're seeing so many people come out against this nomination. And based off that shortlist, you're right, Stu, there wasn't a good pick he could have made because they did all suck. It was a real Sophie's choice and it was pathetic. It truly was.
Yeah. If the American people don't break away from this spirit of idolatry and stop worshiping this guy and making excuses for him, no matter how many mistakes he makes, and then arrogantly just doubles down and pushes forward with them, if the American people don't stop looking at this guy as some sort of a savior and repent and actually embrace our real savior, Jesus Christ, and hold Donald Trump accountable and deliver clear and real expectations for what the American populace actually wants, if that doesn't happen, we're Frankie Stocks, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it always.
Thank you, Stu.
A lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. One example of a small health regret might be slouching in the dentist chair thinking, oh, I should have brushed and flossed better. Now, one example of a big health regret would be visiting the doctor, getting the bad news, and thinking to yourself, I should have paid more attention to nutrition when I was younger. Better health today and when it matters most is why I take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is unlike any other fruit and vegetable or green product. Field of Greens isn't watered down extracts. Field of Greens is an organic superfood. It's whole fruits and whole vegetables. Each fruit and vegetable was selected by doctors to support vital bodily functions like heart and liver and kidney and metabolism and your immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Don't look back and say, I should have paid attention to Stu Peters. I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Field of Greens is a key to better health right now and when it matters most. Let's get you started with 15% off and free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STU. That's promo code STU at fieldofgreens.com.